This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. We are going to review Soul for you. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Welcome to this big review for what was meant to be 2020's big animated film.
I had never heard of this until you said something to me. Like, I hadn't heard about it.
I don't understand right? this one. Yeah, okay. So Pixar's big film, which was going to come to the theaters in the middle of the season, was going to be making a squillion trillion dollars. It cost $150 million to make.
It's directed
by Pete Docter, he who directed Up, among other Pixar films.
Ooh, good.
It's written by Mike Jones and Kemp Powers, and stars Jamie Foxx, Tina Fey, Graham Norton, Rachel House, Alice Braga,
yep,
and Richard Iotti. And as well as Angela Bassett. Music's by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. And yeah, it's 101 minutes long. And the box office is relatively irrelevant because it was released to Disney Plus for free on Christmas Day, which is pretty cool, given that they are a soulless, heartless corporation that, look to make money and steal it from your pocket at every turn.
Absolutely.
This was a nice gesture on their behalf. We have to acknowledge the good along with the bad.
Well, I think they had some sort of, like, when they tested it with Mulan, was it?
Mulan had the premium video on demand price. So it came to Disney Plus, but you had to pay $30, $29.95.
Right. And you didn't have to do that with this, did you?
No, this is free.
I think it was proven that that model did not work, as in how much money it made for them. So that's why they're doing this.
Right. So it's still heartless, still whatever else, but we benefit for a change.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So Wayne, what is this bad boy about?
Soul follows a middle school teacher named Joe Gardner, who is a gangster-ass pianist, but always feels like he, you know, he's missing his chance because he's just working in a school and he wants to be up on the stage. And then finally he gets his big break and he's like, yo, I'm about to play this big gig tonight. But then his ass dies, which was quite a bit of a surprise for me.
Really?
Yes.
Have you not even seen the trailer?
Didn't see anything about it. He's like, boom. I know. And so I'm like, holy shit. So then after that, the movie starts with his soul and his body after they're accidentally separated, I guess. And some existential shit goes on where he meets
souls.
Don't
spoil too much.
Okay,
we're a non-spoiler show until we hit the spoilers button.
Righto.
That said, if you've seen the trailer, you knew he died.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. So sorry about that, everyone. But yeah, anyway, Soul is about that.
Well, I think what you missed there is it's his desperate attempts to get back to his life because it's just been cut off where he finally thinks it's getting good. And the journey he goes on both literally and metaphorically to get there.
So high concept.
Very high concept. Especially for, I guess, it's a kids film. Now,
absolutely.
Pixar have a pretty good pedigree in this regard. Now, Inside Out is many people's favorite Pixar film. Right?
And I agree.
And this is probably the closest in tone.
Certainly.
Would you say?
And you can't probably not compare the two because, to be honest with you, this isn't as good as Inside Out, I think. Interesting.
I'm not bearing lead here. I'm being a little bit upfront. For me, it's bad as good. But I watched Inside Out.
Yeah.
Even though that should appeal with my work and my interests in life, whatever. More so, I watched Inside Out at a time when I was watching it. Will this appeal to my 3.5-year-old child?
Yeah.
That's too hard for that. Too grown up for her.
3.5 is a bit,
give or take. Yep. Whereas I watched this one with my now 7.5-year-old child, and she really liked it.
Did you really like it?
Not so much so that she has asked to watch it again, though, which is a sure sign. Unlike, for example, Netflix's We Can Be Heroes, which he has watched 73,000 times.
What's that?
It's the sequel to Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Really?
Well, I say sequel, but it's a follow up to that. Spiritual Robert sequel. Rodriguez directed.
Really? Is it? Oh, and do you like it?
I've not seen the whole film.
Oh, of course.
But if I trust to our good friends Dan and Caleb at Netflix and Swill, it's pretty mediocre, I think. And for what I've seen, fair to say.
But works for the kids. So there you go.
Anyway, back to Soul.
Yes, back to Soul.
Wayne, then, having not known a damn thing about this film, what did you think?
First of all, I started watching it and I'm liking the animation. This is obviously very well done. Jamie Foxx, I'm sure, is actually playing that piano because he's the bomb at that. And it became to me like, I was like, this is going to be like a nice move. It's going to be like Coco, where someone's talking about their musical inspiration and the fact that they want to do something. And I thought, I'm happy with that. I loved Coco. Then he dies. And I'm like, whoa! And I'm like, what the fuck?
you thought Soul was about the jazz.
Yes, Soul. Like, it's, you know, like soul music, food, whatever. That's what I thought it was about.
Stupid.
That's fine. It's totally fine. And by the way, I recommend walking into movies cold. I definitely had a moment, which I've just taken away from you guys, where I didn't know he was going to die. And boom.
It's in the trailer. Again, the whole premise of the film. Anyone who knows anything about this film knew he, so to speak, dies and he goes into the afterlife. After that, it's a spoiler. So that's the point we have to be a little bit careful.
Okay, all right, fine. So Well, then once the thing that happened, and like I see this sort of conceptual where the movie goes after that, I was like, holy shit. This is such a stark change of, like, it looks different, it feels different, it is different. And you're like, this would be tough to someone who wasn't expecting it. So I guess I'm seeing what they're putting in.
So in other words, it was tough to you.
It wasn't tough for me, but I felt like, you know, me being just sort of more, like, visually oriented, right? I'm like, oh, I'm willing to accept this change in tone. Some people wouldn't. So I don't know.
I don't think anyone didn't accept it.
Perhaps you're right.
Because 99.99% recurring of people who watched this film knew exactly what they were going for, at least till that point.
Yes, so they would have already seen, I assume in the trailer, the graphics of the whatever, good. Okay,
heaps of the afterlife stuff is in the trailer.
Ah, okay, excellent, good. Well, what's cool about this movie, kids, is that it's very life-meaning type adult concept type shit, all right? And I do love that when Pixar does that. The best thing about Inside Out is it actually... even though I have no kids, if I had a kid or a dog, I would show him.
You would show the dog.
Show that movie to the dog and say, this is why you're sad. All right? That's why. All right? So, but this
demented
one.
Demented and sad, but social.
Ah, Chandler. Yeah. Still fuck you, but yeah, okay. But anyway, I think this speaks to adults. How did your kid handle it? Did she pick up any of these things?
Oh, look. It is.
Was it meaningful to her?
I don't think in the way that it might have been meaningful to you and me or to my fiance or to the adults in the audience. And I think maybe that's the skill of this film and perhaps the best thing about it. Like most Pixar films, there's a lot for kids to appreciate. It's colorful.
Beautiful,
it's engaging.
Looking. Beautiful looking.
For adults, there's the existentialism of it. There's the deeper meaning to it. And there's some good humor in there for both ages, right?
Yeah.
There's some funny bits for adults that kids are going to miss. And there's some funny bits in there just because it's outlandish and cartoony. And,
yeah. There's a couple of nods and jabs that I'm like, oh, that was funny. That was good. You know what I mean?
So it's clever in places. I think overall it's a clever film. But I think what stands out in this movie is how visually spectacular it is. Once the moment that you've talked about happens and Joe's in the afterlife, holy shit, some of that stuff looks amazing.
It does look amazing. But what's sort of really great about it is that it's on purpose. Whoever, like the visual, the storyboarding, the development of the characters and so on, it's entirely simple at the same time as being highly effective because it's not a complex animation. It is a complex execution of animation. And that's why things are squiggles and lines and stuff like that. But still, you can engage with them. Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
It's a little bit over my head in terms of...
No, but just like that.
I'm not the artist that you are.
But you felt about it and you actually reacted the way they wanted to about it. And the thing that my favorite thing about this film is that its message is essentially that even though you have a spark that inspires you, and that's really important, and it is essentially probably the reason you do a lot of things, your life needs to be about more than that. And when you get it, you have to appreciate it in the moment. You have to appreciate life in the moment.
Yeah, my take slightly very similar, is just that your purpose isn't what defines you.
Yes. Yes, right? Exactly.
It is, you need to make the most of every moment as it happens.
Right. So if you're only chasing the thing that you were born to do,
you're missing
the rest of life.
You're missing the forest. No, you're missing the trees for the forest.
Exactly.
I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you, and then that little, the lady character, the jazz lady singer character,
Angela Bassett,
tells him a little sort of, Angela Bassett, man, that was so cool. Mm-hmm. I love Angela Bassett. She's got muscles. Anyway, no, seriously, man, she looks like whoop your ass, man. It's like she's cool. Anyway,
Wayne would love it.
No, I don't know if it's a thick sexual thing.
Oh, God, we got sexual in a kids' film. Jesus. We talked about this before recording, Wayne.
Actually, I'm better about this now. Okay, but that's what I mean, though, right? Like, the fact that you're dealing with this—that's a very adult concept. Because you could be in your 30s, 40s, whatever, and not understand something like that, and just go, "Oh my god!" and learn something. Kid's not gonna fucking care. You know what I mean?
If I cool. asked my kid, I'm sure she would say the cat was funny.
Yes, exactly. And the cat was
fun,
funny.
And I liked the soul. And we'll get into all that on the other side of spoilers, but. Yeah, I don't... That bit shocked me, but we'll, again, do that.
Yeah,
spoilers.
No spoilers.
I think the performances were good. I mean, Jamie Foxx, I know it's a specialist art to be a voice actor, right? But I think he did a very good job.
He did great.
Tina Fey did a great job as well. I don't think there was a bad performance, but I want to give a special shout out to ostensibly the antagonist, Rachel House.
What character did she play?
Terry.
Yes.
Wonderful job.
Absolutely
wonderful. Do you know who Rachel House is from, Wayne?
No.
Hunt for the Wilder People. I'm the Terminator. No, you're not Terminator. I'm Terminator. You're like Sarah Connor. And,
yeah. I did actually know that because I was listening to the accent. Is that an Aussie accent? And you listen to it one more second. Nope, it's a New Zealand accent.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting, like, because you never hear that accent. Like, really, how do you?
Well, unless you live in New Zealand.
No, but
shout out to the three of you from New Zealand.
Exactly. No, I'm talking about in Hollywood movies. You don't hear it often, right? So you got Korg. You got
Taika Waititi's making a charge.
He's totally killing it. It's his jam.
Peter,
right?
Peter Jackson has passed the baton.
Yeah, yeah. But even Peter Jackson doesn't do movies set in New Zealand much anymore. No, he's doing it. So you still don't hear it. I mean, so yeah, it's cool. It's like to do that. So I did like that. And everyone's doing a great job with their voice. No doubt.
So that part was good.
I even like Graham Norton. I thought he was good.
Yeah. You're right. It took me a while to realize who he was.
Immediately, I was like, oh, it's him.
I have to say, I have a problem with the ending, but I'm going to save that for spoilers.
Okay. Do you want to get into that?
Yeah. All right. That's a definite positive, I think. It's fair to say.
It's a great movie. It's not as good as Inside Out, in my opinion, not in Paul's opinion.
Yeah, look, this is not top tier Pixar for me. Top tier Pixar for me is Toy Story. This is nowhere near a Toy Story level.
Yeah, this isn't even as good as Coco, but it's still not bad. I loved Coco so much more.
Yeah, and I totally see why. I've heard a lot of people say that.
For me, it's a similar sort of issue.
Coco, Inside Out, Soul, they're all about the same tier for me. I know this is sacrilege to say that's mid tier. Because it's Toy Story, Daylight.
Yeah, okay.
Everything else. Cars 2. I didn't even really like Up very much apart from the first 15 minutes.
I think you'll find The Incredibles is a little under.
Oh, sorry. The Incredibles. Right near.
Toy Story. So there you go. So, okay, no, that makes sense. Right. I like that.
That's our thoughts then. Non-spoilers. We're going to get into spoilers on the other side of this drop from Jack. So be warned.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, Jack. And the truth in this film is that there is a very rich afterlife and then a great before.
As well as a great beyond.
Yeah, so which is very interesting.
Again, high concept. Mm-hmm. The great beyond everyone's heard of. You know, you go, you're somewhere, you die, you move towards whatever's the great beyond. But then the idea with this movie is that there's a great before, which is where souls are initiated. They are sort of assigned a spark or a personality.
It's their...
their pre-existence, I guess, and then they fall to
Earth.
It's
their nature being programmed.
Yes, their nature being programmed. Although they do go to pains to actually say that we don't actually assign you a personality. You have to go figure out who your personality is.
They do. But essentially, when you go, this, and this, it's your personality.
Yeah, you're going to be fucking aloof. You guys are going to be this. That's right. You know. And that's cool. And then when you're finally ridden all your badges, you can fall to Earth and turn into whatever, a human, right? That is all wonderful. Okay.
Fun. I like the abstract Jerry's.
Absolutely.
And the abstract Terry for that matter as well.
Well,
so.
The thing about that, like all those, elemental beings. I don't know what they are. The squiggles, yeah, right?
The squiggles, the Picasso-esque.
Yeah. Are they all meant to be the same person with a different voice? Or is Richard Ayoade one?
And no, I think they're different.
Okay, entities. Cool. All right. So that's all very fun. And to be honest with you, that's actually, to write around that, it would be quite difficult, I should think.
There's some funny bits in there. Some shade thrown at the New York Knicks at one point as well.
That's right.
Funny.
those little gags and stuff were really, really cool.
Here's where it threw me.
Bring it. Yeah, please.
It threw me when suddenly we're back on Earth and Joe's in a cat and 22's in his body.
That was actually a weird development.
I'm like, whoa. Okay, so that I didn't realize. And I'm sure that's in the trailer as well, but I didn't pay that much attention to the trailer when I watched it eight months ago.
Yeah.
So that was a pleasant surprise. My family loved the shit out of the cat. Oh my God, the cat was hilarious.
The cat was good.
The cat was funny, but I don't think it saved the film. Let's put it that way.
So, okay.
Like I'm saying, it was a moment, but several moments, but it got a little tiresome for me.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean,
I more appreciated the Joe 22 learning to move into human.
Yeah, that was funnier.
Like, you know, that was funny.
But something that I love about just this is when movies do this, I adore it, right? When the movie one teaches you something and then two makes you savor something. I really like that. That's why I like Quentin Tarantino's movies where people are eating and stuff or drinking and you want what they're eating.
Feet.
Yeah, less so with the feet. But this...
ooh, that's a bingo.
So, yes. When he has that moment where he realizes that everything in life that he just took for granted, like eating a pizza or a lollipop or this or whatever, was actually the life that he's missing out on by yearning for something else.
Yeah, as we talked about that message.
Yeah, that sequence really got me. I was like, that's so good. And you can say, yeah, I want a pizza now. You know, or I just want, it's like, it's. I love that.
We talked about this one. You said you were trying to be healthy. I'll totally go a pizza.
You're going to pizza tonight?
We weren't supposed to.
I don't want to be the guy who has a pizza with you tonight. It's going to be, I do actually. I really want to be that guy. Anyway, talking. Sorry. All right, sorry.
I found that very interesting stark contrast to his hall of memories where they were showing his great moments, and he was like, this is the best that I've done.
Yes, exactly. Which and that really was it. Because I was thinking, well, what would my horror memory look like? Similarly disinteresting people. There was like, there'll be a moment that I know. It's like, yeah, but no
knife
one
in should. The back of your hand.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, what a horrible time. You're right. It would. No one's enjoying my hall of memories, okay? The only
I don't know. I think it'd be very funny.
I would have a hall of memories. Okay.
Oh, dear.
All God. Right.
I can't even. I can't. There's go. Nothing on the soundboard appropriate
fine.
At this point.
I think it's
time.
Fine. I think it's fine. well, I mean, that's. I mean, I don't know what else I have to say. I think the realization that 22 had a better time living Joe's life than he did. Because she was in his body tasting pizza for the first time and stuff like that. That's what got to me. It's like, shit, that's your body. Someone
which eventually taught him the message. And I like the Dark Souls element back in The Great Before. So
it's that I found a little bit hard to bump up against.
You know what I didn't like? I didn't like the hippie dude who was sailing the ship through there just because he goes into a meditative state. Whereas I really liked when you get in the vibe or something.
All right. Now, here's a problem. This is the problem I had. Okay,
go on, please.
The movie, right? Yep. You, just like you said, hippie dude can somehow trans into this what I assume is a transcendental state anytime he wants. Now, look, transcendental meditation is supposed to actually be able to give you the power to actually do that where you sit down, you go, and I'm in transcendental. Okay, so I can buy that. Here's what I don't buy, right? When you are in the zone, and they depict this in the movie, if you're creatively in the zone or whatever, you can fall out of it really easily, which is what 22 does. She throws something at the person in the zone, yep. And they fall out, right? So for this Pixar, for Joe to actually play piano really well, go into the zone, and then re-interact within the zone, he would lose his zoneness. You know what I mean? I had a problem with that. If you're distracted while you're in the zone, you lose your zone.
Right.
I know they were using it as a device for him to reconnect with 22 and save her, but I butted up against it. I'm like, wait, that wouldn't work because people fall out of the zone. So that's just me as a creative doing that.
Yeah, but, yeah. Okay.
You
know.
But yeah, anyway, that was the only problem I had.
I think to use the term that you were using regarding a film we reviewed last week, Wonder Woman 84, things are relatively ill-defined here, right? Like, there's shortcuts being made all the time.
I think that's the problem I have with this.
Not in a terrible way, not in an egregiously
and
horrible way.
And you're not supposed
way.
To take it that seriously,
no,
I know. But
get on board and
yeah,
go
but it
with
still
it.
Needs to be satisfying. I still need to have something that make me think that you worked for it. I don't know.
I think I was heading for this towards being a great Pixar film. Instead, it's just a solid Pixar film.
I agree. It's not, it's, yeah.
And the main reason is we get this journey Joe goes on literally and metaphorically, and he realizes what's important, and he gives 22 the chance rather than taking her spot. Great, perfect. He's on the escalator. He's accepted now. All right, that's the end of me. I'm going on to the great beyond.
Yep.
And then a Jerry appears and just goes, here you go. Whoop,
I knew you would I'm have like, a problem. I knew you would have a problem with this.
She burned the shit out of this film.
Okay, here's what it is, right?
I get it. It's a kid's film.
You can't end the kid's film with a guy dying, man, or dying more, you know? So it's like, it's. I know,
but
I know.
But he was at peace. He felt fine. It felt earned. I was like, yeah, well done. Good balls on you, Pixar. Fuck yeah. Oh.
Do you know what would happen? The whole world would be like, hey, Pixar, I saw your movie and my kid won't stop crying because the fucking dude died. So fuck you, Pixar. That's what they're doing, man. They're running a studio over there.
Yeah. Look, I know you're right, but for me,
I agree. I know. I knew you would.
It doesn't work
it.
In the film.
I knew you.
They needed to have a better out built in through the script or some other way.
You
and
could
establish
have written
it.
That better for sure. It's a little rather, bit.
It's very Deus Ex Machina.
Yes, it's tacked on very. Yep. Like, oh, look at that. Because she just opened a gate into nothing, and he walked through it.
Yep.
It's like you didn't even have time
He's
to write
his body. Hooray! Yeah,
exactly. They didn't even write a separate scene. It was just in there.
And then he wakes up in his body, and all is good, and he's playing in Angela Bassett's band, and
doing
hooray,
some other stuff
in the, going into the zone, and isn't everyone happy? Hurrah!
Yeah,
yeah. Didn't okay. Guess what I'm trying to say is didn't have the gut punch. It had a moment for you, the moment where the message
it's a
really
moment,
touched a chord
exactly.
for you. No pun intended. But for me, I was like, eh.
Yeah, you know why? Because you like and like the world likes their Pixar films with a moment that fucks with you. So with Inside
Ping
Out,
bong.
Ping Pong dying. Done. Everyone's fucking crying. Up. The fucking beginning. Mm-hmm. All those things need to hurt
let's
you
all
hard.
Hold hands as we go down the escalator towards doom.
Dude, and even the Incredibles. The Incredibles where the dad is bound and he's like, what more can you take from me? Like, that was fucking hard, man. This didn't have anything on those levels.
No.
And that's why it's not as good a Pixar film. Yeah. It's solid, like you say. I'm interested in your score.
Yep. All right, well, final thoughts and score for me. This is a flat 62.
Not shit, that's low.
62. 3 stars. Enjoyed it. Certainly recommend it to anyone who enjoys Pixar films, kids' films, family films, and beautiful cinema.
Beautiful.
I think this would have been this would have got a higher score on the big screen, I think, for me, just to be blown away by the visuals. Don't know if we've emphasized that enough, really. They are stunning.
Interesting character design, because it's very Mr. Potato Heady, if you ask me, but it still works because of the execution. Yeah,
the animation is near flawless.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And the, I mean, it's not sort of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse awesome. That's not
nothing
that innovative.
Is Wayne. That's the finest that animated film ever made.
It is. It is the finest. And so, but this one here, I would say the message is so much better than the actual movie. I actually like the message and it brought the movie up. So I'm going to give it a 71. 71.
3 stars for me. 3.5 from Wayne, if you like, somewhere in between as an overall countdown score.
Recommend it. I recommend you see it.
Yeah, we absolutely are recommending it. No doubt at all. To kick off 2021, fair to say it hasn't started off in a positive way that we were hoping for with various bits and pieces around the world. But Sol is a little bit of positivity in amongst all of that. If we got it wrong, if you disagree, or if indeed you do agree with us, let us know via email thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter @thecountdownpc. You can like and follow the show on podbean.com and check out ccradio.com.au for ourselves and some other great Aussie podcasts. Finally, Facebook is the community, is where we hang out and talk to all the listeners, and they talk amongst themselves too when we let them.
That's right. Which is often.
Which is basically usually.
All the time. Yes.
All right. That's it from us today. Thank you so much for joining us for this review of Soul. We'll be back next week with another review, and you can check out the main show as we wrap up the best and worst of 2020 over the next couple of weeks.
Word.
On Tuesdays is when they drop. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
Ballsy. Stupid, but ballsy.
When you get your main character.
Fuck off, asshole. Like I hate how you try and fucking play it in, motherfucker.
We'll catch you next time.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. Suck my dick.
Again?
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast.
No.
Oh.